So touch was wild because it started as a drunk improvisation, literally on a Yamaha keyboard with some built-in like player's effects, where you could press a button and it would play some chords for you, and you could change the chords you were playing and it would play a little beat. And I got so drunk one night, and I made this album called General Tso's Chicken, which, by the way, only has 8 downloads, period, and I don't have it, and nobody I've ever reached out to has it. So if you have General Tso's Chicken, please reach out to me via the email on this Bandcamp and send me a copy, please, please, please. But it was this drunk improv song, and I liked it enough that I was like, okay, this might be something. So I got my friend Stephen A.D., who I worked with a number of times over the years, whose songwriting I always admired. He helped me do the drums because I was at a point where I was starting to try to refine and define my own personal sound a little bit, but I was also becoming aware of what my personal weaknesses were, and I was interested in recruiting other people for different parts of things to try and overcome some of those weaknesses. Steven ended up doing the drums, and I reached out to Forever Free Brony, someone who I don't know. I think I had only heard Three's a Team, and I really liked that track. I just loved his voice, and I wanted to get him to sing the hook. And I reached out to him, and he was like, "Hey, listen. So I'm a Mormon," and I'm like, "Are you fucking shitting me?" And he's like, "I'm a Mormon. I'm 19 years old. I am about to go on a 2-year mission in a couple days." And I'm like, "Are you fucking shitting me?" So he ends up same thing as the fucking Punky situation. He records the hook real quick, goes on his mission, and then I get to hold on to his fucking get to hold on to like one of his last fucking things for 2 fucking years when he was fucking gone. And I held on to it for a long ass time because I was not 100% sure about this track. It was really experimental. In a lot of ways, it felt like a St. Vincent ripoff. But, you know, it was another thing where it was just like, these moments are special, and this is all hobby to me anyway, so, you know, might as well put it out. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do like this track. Mixed by Rain Snow Hail, I think. Also did Leaking from Eternal. A fun little track. I think my favorite part is the hook, and my other favorite part is the tritones. Because tritones are really hard to pull off, and somehow they work here, but God, if I was doing this track today, I would strip out probably 50% of the sounds going on and just really let this song breathe.